They called him the Don of Dons, a man both feared and revered. In the heart of Spanish Town, where poverty clashed daily with politics and gunfire, Willie Haggart wasn't just a gangster. He was royalty, founder of the One Order Gang, and enforcer for the People's National Party. Haggart turned Spanish Town into a kingdom of loyalty, bloodshed, and brutal justice. His rivals in the Klansmen gang knew better than to challenge his throne without consequence. But it wasn't a bullet in the streets that shook Jamaica. It was what happened after his death. When Haggart was assassinated in 2001, his funeral became a national spectacle. A horse-drawn carriage, tens of thousands in attendance, gun salutes, and motorcades more regal than any head of state. But the pageantry masked a darker truth. His death shattered a fragile balance of power and ignited a turf war that drenched Spanish Town in blood. This isn't just the story of a gangster. It's the story of how one man's death tipped an entire city into chaos, and how the politics of loyalty, violence, and betrayal still echo today. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Don Who Wore Gold Chains and Loyalty Like Armor. Spanish Town was no stranger to blood. Once the capital of colonial Jamaica, its cracked sidewalks and bullet-riddled walls told a newer story, one of political warfare, garrison control, and street dons who ruled with iron fists wrapped in velvet promises. In the 1990s, as rival gangs, Klansmen, and One Order divided the streets like warlords in a medieval feud, one name surged through every alley, bar, and ballot box: Willie Haggart. Born in the heart of poverty, Haggart knew survival meant more than just food. It meant dominance. It meant alliances. It meant strategy. As a young enforcer aligned with the PNP, People's National Party, he learned the game from Kingston dons like Jim Brown and Zeke's, men who understood politics was just a different kind of warfare. But while others stayed in Tivoli Gardens or Matthews Lane, Haggart had bigger ambitions. Spanish Town would be his kingdom. The 1990s were explosive. Klansmen ruled one side of the city, allied with the JLP, Jamaica Labour Party. But when internal fractures and outside threats emerged, Willie Haggart moved fast. He consolidated his base in Taos, Penn, and Rivoli, forming the One Order Gang, a movement disguised as a militia of community defenders, but armed with AK-47s, extortion rackets, and drug deals that reach as far as Miami. Still, Haggart knew better than to rule by fear alone. He paid school fees. He held cookouts. He threw street dances. Mothers whispered prayers for him, and kids called him Uncle Willie. He handed out cash like a campaign manager and offered protection like a messiah. But behind the gold chains and gift-giving, the One Order Gang was tightening its grip. Haggart's soldiers were loyal, not because they loved him, but because they feared what came next if they weren't. Extortion became institutionalized. Businesses paid taxes. Turf wars flared with Klansmen over street corners, contracts, and dominance. The line between political strategy and gangland violence blurred until no one could tell where politics ended and gunplay began. By the late 1990s, Haggart had become a myth. He was untouchable. Even police often refused to patrol One Order strongholds. Arrests failed. Witnesses disappeared. Politicians turned blind eyes because Haggart delivered votes. Thousands of them. In a country where voter turnout could shift national power, men like Willie Haggart weren't liabilities. They were assets, dangerous ones. But not everyone worshipped him. Klansmen was reloading. Younger lieutenants in both gangs saw the old dons as relics, too flashy, too visible, too tied to outdated political alliances. And in Kingston, whispers of betrayal, turf envy, and higher-level interest began to swirl. On May 18th, 2001, the inevitable happened. Willie Haggart was shot dead outside a tire shop on Malans Road in Kingston. He was ambushed, some say by Klansmen operatives. Others believe it was orchestrated by rivals in suits, not tracksuits. What's certain is this. Once Haggart fell, nothing would be the same. But the most chilling part wasn't the murder. It was what happened next. Chapter 2. The funeral that turned a city into a war zone. The body was barely cold when the street started whispering. They got Willie. Spanish Town convulsed with shock, grief, and quiet rage. Rival dons braced for retaliation. Parents pulled children from school. Police fortified stations. The killing of Haggart wasn't just a death. It was a declaration of war. Then came the funeral. Jamaica had seen large funerals before, but nothing like this. On May 27, 2001, thousands gathered in Spanish Town for the most ostentatious display of gangster reverence in the island's history. A white horse-drawn carriage carried his gold-trimmed coffin. Motorcades with luxury SUVs rolled through the streets, windows tinted, guns possibly tucked under leather seats. Mourners wore shirts emblazoned with his face. Old ladies cried. Youths fired celebratory shots into the sky. Reggae and dancehall tributes blasted from speakers stacked on flatbeds. It wasn't just a farewell. It was a coronation. The ghost of Haggart ruled the streets from beyond the grave. But in the shadows, Klansmen members watched. They saw the display not as grief, but as provocation. And Haggart's lieutenants, they weren't planning peace. They were planning revenge. Within weeks, shootings erupted in Rivoli and De La Vega City. Homes were burned. Gunmen on bikes sprayed corners with bullets. Young men eager to rise in rank took up arms. One order's second in command, Donovan Bulby Bennett, stepped forward, promising retribution and claiming the crown. But he was no Willie Haggart. Bulby was colder, less charismatic, more feared than loved. His reign turned Spanish Town into a battlefield. Murders spiked, police cracked down, raids increased, but the real war wasn't between gangs. It was between state and shadow state, between political hypocrisy and the monsters it helped create. By 2005, the violence reached a tipping point. The Jamaican government, under mounting pressure from civil society and international observers, launched a targeted campaign to dismantle the gangs. Bulby was cornered and killed in a dramatic police operation. But by then, the damage was done. Haggart's assassination hadn't just killed a man. It fractured the political ardor that had once balanced power in blood-soaked silence. His funeral had become a symbol of donmanship elevated to sainthood, of community grief manipulated into militancy, of how deeply organized crime had fused with political ambition. To this day, in the ghettos of Spanish Town, murals of Haggart remain, faded by sun, but not forgotten. Kids still wear shirts with his image. Some call him a hero. Others call him the architect of ruin. But one thing no one calls him is irrelevant.